The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
TFA fam, welcome into the first official video of the off season. Just because the fantasy playoffs are over does not mean that the content stops here. And what better way than to take a way too early look at some rankings. Tonight we're going to kick it off with quarterback and tight end. It goes without saying there's going to be a boatload that changes, but it's just to get an idea of where we're sitting now at the end of the season as we're looking ahead to the 2022 season. So let's kick it off with quarterback. Kevin has Patrick Mahomes at one, followed by Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, Kyler Murray, Lamar Jackson, Dak Prescott, Jalen Hurts, Aaron Rodgers, Matthew Stafford, Russell Wilson, and Tom Brady at 12. For me, I have Lamar at one, Patrick Mahomes at two. I took the liberty of adding Deshaun Watson in here at three. Obviously, there's a lot we still have to figure out with what's going on with him. Herbert at four, Kyler Murray at five, Josh Allen at six, Joe Burrow at seven, Jalen Hurts at eight, Aaron Rodgers, Dak Prescott, Trey Lance, and then Tom Brady at 12 for me as well. So, Kev, we talked pre-show. We're going to keep this light. We're not going in depth. We still have 7 months ahead of us to really dive into these guys. But just your, you know, some general thoughts, what, you know, first-hand thoughts at quarterback for 2022.
I think there's going to be, I mean, as you mentioned, there's a lot that we need to kind of get information on, right? And we have so many teams that need a quarterback. We have guys like Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, Deshaun Watson that could all be traded over this offseason or moved. I think the one that really stood out to me when I was putting these together were Justin Herbert and Joe Burrow. You know, Herbert was fantastic this year. He had a little bit of lulls, but overall, I mean, he was solid. They're going to be bringing back a lot of the same. I do think that that situation is going to be an interesting one to monitor because Mike Williams is a free agent after this year. And so, you know, they're going to probably need another wide receiver, but we could also see Josh Palmer really move up the ranking, somebody that we really look at. They started to lean on him as the season started to wind down, and we'll see how they utilize him in the playoffs. But I mean, I think that he could end up stepping into that wide receiver two role. Keenan Allen's getting a little bit older. Obviously, Austin Eckler has been great this year, but they could be a team that looks to spend some money this offseason, whether that be, you know, via free agency, you know, on a number two wide receiver with a massive amount of guys. But you also have the other situations like, you know, where they could draft somebody as well. But, you know, Joe Burrow is the one that really stands out to me here. He's kind of the guy that, you know, I have at four, much higher than everybody else. But I mean, he played great this year. He finished the QB5 weeks 1 through 17, had 9 QB1 weeks, 6 QB2 weeks, and then 1 QB3 week. So he was really consistent in giving you pretty consistent fantasy production. 20.5 fantasy points per game, finished with 4,600 passing yards and 34 passing touchdowns for the fantasy season. He was just excellent this year. First in adjusted completion percentage. Now, the thing that they need to focus on this offseason is getting that man in offensive line. They cannot continue to let him get destroyed like he is. He was sacked the most of any quarterback this year. They still have him under his rookie contract, so they can really do a lot this offseason to really help out. And my goodness, is there a team with better young weapons than this? Joe Mixon, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd. But they're a team that can spend more, you know, improve this defense, improve the offensive line, and the sky's the limit for Joe Burrow in this offense next year. And so I think we could see this offense take another step forward next year.
Yeah, the only reason why I had him a little bit lower, like you said, you have him at four, I have him at seven, is from weeks 1 to 15, he was QB9. And those last 2 weeks where he has just been on absolute tear has bumped him up to QB5. I think 20% of his passing yards came in the last two games, and almost 24% of his touchdowns came in the last two games. And it's just been like a weird season for them offensively, because we really saw them lean on Joe Mixon, you know, the first several weeks of the year. And then, obviously, you know, the past couple of weeks, they've been opening up a little bit more. And then, like you said, hopefully with the offensive line coming in, that'll have them be a little bit more balanced and, you know, potentially lean more toward the pass next year and allow Joe Burrow to do his thing, because he has looked really good the past couple of weeks. The only other thing I want to mention really quickly, like I said, Deshaun Watson, I have at 3. I just kind of want to float his name out there. We're not going to talk about the off-the-field accusations and everything that's, you know, going on with him. But the last time we saw this guy play, he was literally having an MVP-worthy-ish type of season, and probably would have been in the discussion for it had he not been playing for a 4-win Houston Texan team. I mean, he was in the top 3 to 5 in most quarterback categories. He was leading in a couple of them as well, and we have to remember that was without DeAndre Hopkins as well. And the only time Will Fuller has basically played a full season. So, you know, we still have to figure out what's going to happen with or without a suspension and all that yet. But just wanted to float that out there as just a slight reminder that Deshaun Watson is a baller. And then I just truly cannot wait to see a full season of Trey Lance. I think it's going to be more along the lines of a Jalen Hurts kind of season where, you know, there were, I was looking at it before we jumped on, and I don't have the number on the top of my head, but there were a lot of games where Jalen Hurts had less than like 200, 170, 150 passing yards and was still a top 10 quarterback. And I feel like we could see something similar with Lance. Let's go ahead and jump over to the tight end. Kicking things off, Kev, you have Kelce at 1, followed by Kittle, Darren Waller, Mark Andrews, Kyle Pitts, TJ Hockenson, Dallas Goedert, Dawson Knox, Noah Fant, Patty Fry, Dalton Schultz, and Mike Gesicki. 2 free agents at the tight end position, wrapping things up for you as your tight end ones. For me, I have it Kittle, Kelce, Waller, Pitts at 4, Mark Andrews, TJ Hockenson, Dallas Goedert, Dawson Knox, Patty Fry, Dalton Schultz, Mike Gesicki, and then Noah Fant for me at 12. Kev, same thing here with the tight ends. Early thoughts, you know, what are you liking? What are you not liking?
So as far as the tight ends are concerned, I think for a lot of people, they're not going to have Kelce at 1 this year. I think he finished as tight end 2 this year, I believe, yeah, among all tight ends. Mark Andrews just crazy run at the end of the year. And, you know, Travis Kelce missing week 16 due to COVID kind of dropped him down just a little bit. But he was still really good this year. People talk about him this year like he was terrible. He still averaged 16.6 fantasy points per game. He was still the cheat code that he's been over the last 3 or 4 years, especially with Patty Mahomes. It's just, you know, he had a few games here and there where he just wasn't as consistent, especially, you know, weeks 13 and 14 really had 5.7 apiece. But, you know, other than that, I mean, he really only had one other game where he scored less than double-digit PPR points. Finished with 1,100 receiving yards, 9 touchdowns, and 88 receptions. And like I said, he did so in only 15 games. Now, is he worth the number one pick, a first-round pick, like a lot of people have taken him? I've never been a huge advocate of taking a tight end that high, but I still think the positional advantage that you gain with him is still there. Like, and this offense is the one that struggled a lot this year, that, you know, had some really bad weeks, but he still has been consistent all year. I don't think anything is going to change. He's only 32 years old. He's not, you know, he just turned 32. And so I think he can be fine for a few more years. He's been somebody that's never really dealt with injury. That's never been his thing. He's always stayed pretty consistent in terms of health. And so, like I said, the only game he missed this year was due to COVID. And so I think Travis Kelce is fine this year, but I think a lot of people are going to knock him down this year. And I think that's a mistake. Now, the other guy that I think that people are going to overdraft next year is Mark Andrews. People are going to look at what Mark Andrews did, especially over the last 3 weeks of the season, and try to justify drafting as the number one tight end off the board. And I think that's a big time mistake. We're talking about an offense that typically does not throw this much, and they really had to throw the ball a lot more this year. I think they were 11th overall in pass attempts on the season. And if you would have told me that the Baltimore Ravens were going to be, you know, that high in pass attempts this year, everybody would have been drafted Lamar Jackson number one overall, right? But they just had to throw the ball a lot this year because of the fact that, you know, that their defense was ravaged by injuries. They weren't able to lean on the run. They lost J.K. Dobbins.
Lost 18 running backs.
Yeah, Gus Edwards, all these guys were lost, so they had to throw the ball. That's not going to happen again next year. So that target share that he saw this year is going to go down for Mark Andrews. And so I'm just saying, people do not draft Mark Andrews over these guys, because I think Mark Andrews is great. Like, but this is just not the offense that this is going to happen with. The man had 138 targets this year. That's first among all tight ends. It's not going to happen again. He's likely going to lose 20 to 30 targets. You probably see Rashad Bateman get more involved in the offense. You know, and you know, some of the other wide receivers that they've drafted and they have with Marquise Brown. And so I think he's going to fall a little bit. Still love Mark Andrews, but he's going to be overdrafted to the point where I can't draft him.
I just want to add a couple of things here with Mark Andrews. I had some notes on him as well. Just to throw this out there as, you know, some more caution, Andrews has had 8 double-digit targets in 61 career games. 3 of those have come while Lamar Jackson has been out. And those games also account for 3 of his 7 100-yard games as well. So I'm with you there. I'm, you know, obviously top 5, absolutely. But don't go crazy. Don't overdraft him because of the run that he has been on. And then I just want to talk about Kyle Pitts real quick. He had one of the quietest 1,000-yard seasons that I can remember. And that is not even taking into consideration of, you know, he did that as a rookie with insane expectations. You know, it wasn't a massive blow-up year, but the Falcons offense also ranked 7th in total yards, and they also had the 6th lowest scoring offense as well. Pitts was also tight end 5 in half PPR scoring, despite fighting the end zone one time on the year. So this dude's going to be a monster. I'm more than happy to take him as a top 5 tight end next year, and I hope everyone who was, you know, drafted him highly fades him next year, and the people who were already fading him are staying away, thinking he wasn't worth the price. And then just really quickly, Dallas Goedert, we both like him going into 2022. He was 15th in targets among tight ends, but still finished as tight end 6 in half PPR scoring. That was only with 4 touchdowns, so it's not like he did it with double-digit touchdowns and, you know, find the end zone a bunch. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what Goddard can do in his first full season as the clear-cut tight end 1 in Philly.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that as well. And I think some of the other just lower-end tight ends, Noah Fant can be one that's really interesting. If the Broncos have to go out and address the quarterback position this year. They cannot go into the season. They're not going to go in with Teddy Bridgewater. They're not going to go into it with Drew Locke, a quarterback. I think they're going to be one of the teams that we have to look
Sam
out for.
Sam Darnold.
Yeah, I hope not. Please, Lord, no. But I do think that they're going to be a team that's going to be in a running for Deshaun Watson or Russell Wilson. I'd say that they have to. But their offense is ready built for a quarterback. That's all they are away. Their defense is great. Their offense has all the pieces with Jerry Jeudy, Cortland Sutton, Noah Fant, Javonte Williams at running back. They have all the pieces to be a top 10 offense, right? So any quarterback's going to love to come into a spot like this. Their offensive line is solid. So I hope that the Broncos can figure something out, you know, for fantasy purposes and get this done, because we see a lot of these guys shoot up. Noah Fant, all of a sudden, when people maybe be a little bit hesitant, like, what, I am at 9 or you have him at 12, people would be a little hesitant to take him because of, you know, how bad this passing offense is. But if they can go out and add a quarterback this year, he is going to be a guy that shoots up for people. Super athletic tight end. And then, you know, the other ones, Dalton Schultz is a free agent this year. I hope he goes back to the Cowboys. They're going to need him because Michael Gallup is also a free agent. So I can see a possible franchise tag for Schultz, but he has been great this year. And so I can't imagine they're going to let him walk. And then Mike Gesicki, you know, would love to see him maybe go to Cincinnati. You know, Cincinnati could use another tight end. But so I think these bottom half guys are going to be the guys that are going to, we're going to cycle out the most. And we'll talk about some more in depth as the season turns. But other than that, just keep it locked in here. We're going to continue to do these. We have a lot more content coming. NFL draft season is it's like 4 months away. I mean, 4 months away. It's going to go by really quickly. We have a lot of player profiles. We're going to start jumping into the draft. A lot of the players, Senior Bowl, combines coming, frames, you know, a couple of months away. And so keep it locked in here. We're not going anywhere. Hit that like and subscribe if you haven't. We will catch you on the next one. Peace.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.